Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Just last June, ILFS was rated, had got the best credit rating in India of AAA. And today, they are called junk. They're gone down. Just last June, the chairman of ILFS, Parthasarathy, was talking about, you know, how clean his company is and how good he is and how he has no subsidiaries that will ever default on their loan, so on and so forth. And today, he has close to 360 subsidiaries who are into trouble. What's happening, Akhilesh? I mean, I remember we had this conversation about ratings being all farce, ratings being all sham. And here, this is a proof to that.
Before we go on and come on ILFS, CRISIL earned 500 crores last year by way of rating fees. And we have a AAA rating which is junk.
Junk.
In a matter of couple of weeks, it collapsed from AAA to junk. It was always junk. So, ratings, the less said, the better. But what has happened at ILFS, to me, the biggest indicator is on two fronts. Ravi Parthasarathy, its founder, CEO for the last 30 years, who deliberately kept a very low profile so that the public doesn't know much about him.
Correct.
Very mysteriously and suddenly in June 2018, after getting that AAA credit rating, after getting that, he resigned. And he went off to London on the excuse of medical health reasons. He's still there.
And he'll remain there next to Vijay Mallya. Both must be having a drink right now, I'm sure.
Why does he not come back to me is a question mark. A person who set up the company, who made these claims as you're saying, he and his team of managers, incidentally, his other three colleagues, the top guys, there's a lookout notice for all of them, which is Hari Shankaran, Arupama Saha and K. Ramchand. What is it that has happened that everything turned junk suddenly? The fact is, Sujit, it was always junk.
Correct.
This company was set up in 1987. The largest shareholder is LIC, State Bank of India, HDFC, Oryx Japan, Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Central Bank of India. It has got institutional shareholders. These bunch of promoters very smartly and craftily and cunningly cultivated an image in public that it is a government entity. And on the basis of that kind of a misrepresentation, they have taken loans which are over 1,10,000 crores and counting. They used to say it is 91,000 crores. Now the figure is 1,10,000 crores. I don't know how much more it will go up. They used to say it had 169 subsidiaries. Now it is already 348 and counting. They have hidden this. It has become a culture in India. We have seen it in the case of Shikha Sharma, Chanda Kochar, Yes Bank, Rana Kapoor, that whenever something gets uncomfortable on an NBFC or a bank statement, in other words, whenever there are losses, conceal it. They also concealed it. So, while ILFS is in the news, a new board of directors has been appointed. Uday Kotak and company have taken charge there. The entire thing is a big question mark. And what people have not named it so far. In our opinion, it's a giant fraud and a scam.
Akhilesh, we spoke about Videocon. LIC was in the board of Videocon. I think LIC is in the board of Axis Bank too, isn't it?
It must be, because it is one of the largest shareholders in most of the banks.
Correct. Akhilesh, we have seen that every company, every bank, okay, especially banks that are in scam. We spoke about ICICI Bank. LIC is a part of the board. We spoke about ILFS. LIC is part of the board. Is LIC part of the Axis Bank board?
It must be. If it's not, it must be a large investor.
It must be. So we don't know. But it must be. So I'm saying they have representatives. Companies like LIC has representatives on these boards. What are those directors doing? Why don't they raise a flag? Aren't they understanding what's happening in the company? If they don't, what the hell are they doing in the board?
To use your dialogue, the irony is that you're talking about LIC, which is an institution. It's a large body. supposed to be very professionalized, supposed to have all the resources, tools, experience, expertise at its disposal. It is a large shareholder in every public sector bank, and all of them are in a problem.
Correct.
So here you're talking about an institution which, I think, only because of government interference, we are seeing it. LIC is now investing substantial money in IDBI Bank. Nobody worth his senses would want to invest in an organization which is bankrupt. That too, tens of thousands of crores. LIC is investing money there. I think they have been a very irresponsible and reckless investor of public money. As far as the question about the directors you are asking, there are three categories of directors in the case of ILFS. Those promoter executives headed by Ravi Parthasarathy, who is now in London. The second was representatives of all these financial institutions who are shareholders of ILFS. And the third is independent directors who are all eminent men. Jerry Rao, former Citibanker, R.C. Bhargav, chairman of Maruti Udyog Limited, S.B. Mathur, former chairman of LIC, and Michael Pinto, a very senior retired IAS officer. They were the independent directors on ILFS. They were also heading all the important committees of ILFS, which is audit, accounts, risk and remuneration. Neither the representatives of the shareholders, LIC, etc., nor did the independent directors keep any check on these directors headed by Ravi Parthasarathy, who were in charge and who were cooking up the books, who were conducting the scam, who were in a complete situation of misrepresentation, concealment of facts. None of them kept a check. Now, if you actually look at the Companies Act and you look at the responsibilities of independent directors and directors, they are pretty onerous. But these men of eminence did nothing.
Why was that?
I think, Sujit, here in the case of ILFS, to us it looked like an old boys club, everybody having a good time. Ravi Parthasarathy was being paid a salary of 20.5 crores. Whoa. His immediate lieutenants got a salary of 7 crores each. So it suited everybody. Here was one large organization with a large balance sheet, with a mystery about what is the real state of affairs, which seemed to have the money to go and bid for any infrastructure projects, whether it was at a profit or a loss. So it was a good vehicle for everybody to ride on, as long as it didn't get punctured.
And all of them are having a great time. Tell me, Akhilesh, what is this big thing about London? The reason I'm asking you is every fraud in our country, okay, seems to be going to London and settling down.
But then didn't UK do a huge fraud on India by making us slaves at that point of time?
Correct. But, you know, I am worried. Is there a club or something, you know, the Indian fraud, economic fraud club or something? Listen, you have people like Lalit Modi going and settling there. You have people like Vijay Mallya gone and settled there comfortably. And now you have this Ravi Parthasarathy.
You, that Nadeem fellow.
Nadeem, yeah, the murderer also.
Iqbal Mirchi.
Then it is the club of economic offenders and murderers. So, you know, anyway. So, I'm saying, what is it, what is this about London that, you know, they, how can they allow such economic offenders to come and settle in their country?
Well, I mean, we'll digress on that, Sujit. But London, what is not known very publicly is, London has a territory in London called City of London, which is a tax haven of sorts, which is meant to suck in illegal funds globally. So if you are a dictator, you are a despot, you are an autocrat, you are a ruler of a country, you are a Hosni Mubarak or a Ferdinand fellow of Philippines, loot your country, earn money of crime, send it to us. We will not ask you questions, manage it for you. Hopefully, if you pass away, we will gobble it also.
Ah.
So London is a center which attracted people to transfer ill-gotten gains and go and settle down there. You're not settling down on an island as a recluse. You're in the playboy land of Europe. And you also have all the means of conducting businesses. So London, to answer your question, will suck in all these kind of shady entrepreneurs.
Correct. Let's get back to the topic. Where is the responsibility, Akhilesh? Who is responsible for this? The chairman ran away. The director says, we don't know. The independent director says, you know, we knew something, but we didn't know how to say it. Who is responsible? Who do we put the...
Well, very technically speaking, Sujit, the first responsibility is of the executive directors, who are all presently on a lookout notice. The second comes as representatives of investors, who again were sleeping men. The third is independent directors, huge responsibility on them under the SEBI regulation of the Companies Act. They did nothing. Like, take for example, the risk committee. The risk committee decides the kind of risk an enterprise would face.
So why is Mr. Pinto, for instance, or why is Mr. Bhargav, for instance, why are they not behind bars? Why has they no...
Well, the government has moved a petition against them also, and now they will have to prove themselves to be clean. They've started making statements, we were pointing out, but nothing was done.
Correct.
But then the risk management committee, which was seeing the finances of ILFS deteriorate year after year, met only once in 4 years. It should have met 4 times a year.
But isn't there a way they could talk about it? I mean, these are, like you rightly said.
Oh, these were powerful men. If these men of this eminence had made a call to the PMO,
correct,
things would have come in control.
Correct.
So why did they not do it?
Correct.
So coming down further on the authority of who are the people responsible for the mess, rating agencies, of course.
Yes.
They gave AAA ratings to this company, which was junk from 2012. They gave these ratings and it merrily kept raising funds. And finally, the auditors. They are supposed to have raised all the red flags.
So, this entire scam, so many people involved. The rating agencies, men of eminence, people who are the country trusted to kind of raise the flag, which the auditors, the investors, people who invested our money.
This was not private money, this was public money.
Correct, they invested our money. None of these people actually did anything about it. Now, Akhilesh, you know what is the problem? The problem is, you had a problem with Axis Bank, Shikha Sharma resigned and she's fine now. You had a problem with ICICI Bank, Chanda Kochar resigned, she's happy now. You have a problem here, this fellow ran away. He's so smart, he ran away to London. So, Ravi Parthasarathy went to London, I'm sure he'll have a lovely time. Okay, where are we headed to? Why aren't, if there is no hand of law, what are we going to end up in?
Sujit, you know, on paper, the Companies Act looks very impressive. On paper, the SEBI regulations look very impressive. But the ground reality is accountability, transparency, responsibility is missing. If it is missing, the next part of the hard facts are no statutory authority has been into motion to take action against where accountability, responsibility, compliance and transparency is missing. So we are in that era. And let me also take this ahead. If the same thing had happened in a very small company, it would all have been over by now.
I swear.
But this is a large entity.
That guy would be in Arthur Road, you know.
Already.
He's having Chucky.
Already.
It's like, it's sad. It's absolutely sad. So actually, to conclude, there was a company which was completely into fraudulent activities. And there was an agency called CRISIL who gave him thumbs up. They said one of the best ratings, AAA ratings. There were auditors, government-appointed auditors, who said, "Hey, nothing is wrong." There were people who took our money, like the representative of LIC, who took our money, and invested in that company and sat there tight, saying that everything is fine. There were independent directors who are men of eminence, great people, who sat there, took the money, took the privilege, kept quiet. And the company went on fraudling people, doing fraudulent activities, manipulating laws, manipulating regulations, and making monies for themselves. Finally, the company crashed, the chairman, to London. This London thing is still funny. To London. And all of us sit and discuss. A few weeks back, we discussed about Axis Bank. Last few weeks back, we discussed about ICICI. Now ILFS. Tomorrow Dena Bank. God knows how many more. Nothing seems to be happening. It's time. There are strict laws. And there are strict penalties on people who goes against the law, who does this kind of fraudulent mismanagement in NBFCs and banking sector. And till such time, something of that sort happens, we'll have a lot of programs to do. Akhilesh?
Sad.
Sad. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.